This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. One of the challenges for people experiencing acute feelings of sadness, anxiety, or a desire to harm themselves is getting help right when they need it. To that end, the state of Vermont has partnered up with a national crisis line to offer Vermonters the ability to send a text message when they need someone to talk to. Here to tell us a little bit more about the program is Melissa Bailey, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Mental Health. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Jane. It's nice to be here.
So to access the text service, you text 741-741 and you put VT into your initial text. And then where is your text going?
That's correct. So it is going to the volunteers that exist across the nation that have been trained in responding to people sending these texts expressing situations that they're in, pain that they're feeling, and whatnot. So it would go to any one of the volunteers. There's, I believe, 35,000 volunteers that have been trained, and they respond within a five-minute period, and they help people get from a place of stress or what they call hot to a place of cool by helping people think through what are concrete steps they can take to mitigate the situation that they're in.
And all of that is done via text?
All of that is done via text.
So if someone expresses a desire, say, to hurt themselves or others or appears to be in immediate danger, what does the crisis line volunteer do?
So the crisis line volunteer first begins by engaging the person and trying to find out exactly where they're located. And concurrent to that, they also connect with the supervisor. So there are, besides the volunteer that are available, there are paid crisis clinical people that are available to offer supervision. So while the crisis counselor is continuing to engage with the person, they would connect with their supervisor, and that person would try to either locate exactly where the person is via the text and getting that information from that person, or they will call the 911 in our state, and we've already had some really great conversations with the state police and the others, other sheriff departments around getting the 911, them being aware of this service and how they triangulate the cell signal in order to find where that person is if that person's unwilling to disclose. But what we hear from the crisis text line, their experience nationally, that only happens in about 1% of the text exchanges, and most often the people are willing to describe where they are or give the exact location.
Well, and so they can use your cell phone number to ping your location in an emergency situation like that, but this service is free, and my understanding is there's no obvious number that's going to show up on your bill if you're worried about maintaining your privacy or, you know, if you're on a shared family plan. It's not going to come up saying you texted the crisis line.
That's correct. That's correct. It does not show up on a bill, and there are no charges for the main carriers. I just want to stress that Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile. There are some other, you know, smaller companies that that may not be the case, but for those main providers, that is not the case.
How does this partnership work? How did the state, or why, I guess, did the state have to get involved in this?
Well, so our medical director, Dr. Batra, became aware of this service, and we began to explore it, found out that it was a free service, that it was already actually available for Vermonters. Our role is only in promoting it and using the tagline VT to help us see the de-identified data that will come through, that will give us some sense of what people are texting about, what are the concerns, what areas people are texting from, which will give us an opportunity to do a little bit better identifying of what programmatic or other changes that we may want to make through our system to support individuals. So our role is solely to promote this service. Like I said, it was already available for Vermonters. Now what we're trying to do is really get the word out about it.
So when you say you get de-identified information, do you actually get the exchanges or do you just get some kind of statistics on what people are talking about?
Statistics about what people are talking about. There's no information. We will never see text exchanges between individuals. What we will see is people have called or text, I'm sorry, about this particular topic, you know, this percentage of time from this part of the state or whatever it may be. You can actually go on their website now with the crisis text line trends and get a sense of what people are texting about in Vermont today. And then we'll have more information as the VT tagline is being used.
So there are already 800 lines you can call, or, you know, other kinds of hotlines to call and have a conversation with someone. Why is having a text option important?
Well, what we're finding is more and more people are communicating via text. Our initial thoughts was this was going to be a good resource for college age and adolescent age individuals. And what we're hearing from some other states is they are finding that 45 to 55-year-old males are using it more often, that there's different cadres of people that are really interested in communicating via text. It feels like it's a quick, non-threatening way to communicate about something that you're struggling with.
So again, the text number is 741-741, and you're asking people to type in VT so that it can be identified as a Vermont call for that data. And the department says you should get a response within 5 minutes, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Melissa Bailey is Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Mental Health. Thanks very much for talking to us about the crisis text line.
Thanks, Jane. I really appreciate it.